Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
It's a strange day today. There's some weird stuff going on here because, of course, we've got the Dr. Whovians. Is that what you are? Whovians?
Whovians.
Dr. Whovians?
Yes.
Whovians, the Dr. Whovians are excited because we've got a new Doctor Who, Chicky Babe. Mm-hmm. Chicky Babe Doctor Who. And, of course, then the other freako cult people are out today, the Game of Thrones.
I fall in both of those
oh,
camps.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the new Game of Thrones series.
So we're just gonna test how big a fan of Doctor Who you are.
Oh, jeez,
Cherie.
This will be interesting. Pressure's
on.
Thank goodness for the internet because I have something here that is the 15 Doctor Who questions only a true fan could answer.
Oh,
well, this will be interesting because I'm only a fan of the modern Doctor Who. I haven't seen the old ones.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So the answer for the first question is Tom Baker. That's all I know.
True or false, if a weeping angel touches you, you are sent into the future.
False.
False. I'll just... Correct.
So what does it mean, if a weeping angel?
A weeping angel, you can't look at them.
You can't look at them.
Can we just move on?
I need to know.
Please do not dissect every question here.
You actually can't look away from them. That's what I meant to say.
Focus on me now. I'm sure Andrew O'Keefe doesn't put up with this on The Chase. Question two. What is the moment? The source of a weeping angel's power, the regeneration of the Doctor into a new body, a powerful and dangerous weapon, or a prophecy from the headless monks? Weeping angel's power, regeneration of the Doctor into a new body, powerful and dangerous weapon, prophecy from the headless monks.
I don't know that one.
Pass. We'll cap.
I'll go with the prophecy.
The prophecy, right.
Probably
wrong.
False.
It's the weapon.
Okay, right.
True or false? And I apologise if I'm saying all these weird words incorrectly. The Krillitane have always had wings.
Hard to say because I haven't seen the old ones. I'll go with true.
True. Wrong.
<Don't go. laughs>
Question four. What is the face of Beau's secret?
What is the face of Beau's secret?
You will meet Rose again. Be careful. The Daleks will return. The Daleks are not dead. You are not alone.
You are not alone.
You are not alone.
Was the secret.
Is correct.
Oh,
I think
Cherie.
Even I knew that one.
Wow.
Where are the Time Lords from?
Gallifrey.
I was going to give you that as an option, but we've gone. You've jumped in early and you're correct.
Wow.
Righto. Question six. True or false? The Doctor has two hearts.
True.
Has this new person got two hearts?
Yeah, all Time Lords do.
All Time Lords.
And the new person is the same Doctor, just regenerated.
Before you become a Time Lord, have you only got one heart? How do you become a Time Lord?
Time Lords are an
9 to 8
alien
question
race.
Seven. Question seven. Which of the following was a companion for the shortest time in their first stint on board the TARDIS? Rose Tyler, Martha Jones, Donna Noble.
That's interesting. I'll go with Martha.
Martha Jones is wrong. Oh. It was Donna Noble. Question
she was one
eight.
Of my favorites.
What are the living plastic mannequins controlled by? The Nestine consciousness, the Time Lords, the Great Intelligence, or the Silurians?
The Silurians, I think.
The Silurians? Wrong. They're the Nestine consciousness. Question nine, Cherie. Who said the following phrase? This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We are at war. Restak, the Doctor, Captain Jack.
Captain Jack.
Captain Jack is correct.
Sure.
Question 10. The Master is, you have to fill in the gap.
Right.
The Master is a Time Lord, a Master Swordsman, telepathic, a childhood friend of the Doctor, all of the above.
All of the above.
None of the above. There's lots of options there. You've gone with all of the
all
above.
Of the above.
All of the above is correct. Question 11.
Kill it.
True or false? Daleks can fly.
True.
True.
Can they?
Yes, they can, Leighton.
Yeah. Wow.
What is the Doctor called by the Daleks on their home planet? Is it Destroyer of Daleks, the Oncoming Storm, the Time Lord Warrior, the Doctor?
The Doctor.
The Doctor? Is wrong.
Oh.
He's the Oncoming Storm.
Oh, okay.
Question 13. as we, and when we only have 15.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're doing well.
Who is the Lord and creator of the Daleks? Khan, Skaro, Davros.
Davros.
Davros is correct. Why do you know crap like that? What do the people of the Gamma Forest call a pond? Is it river, sea, stream?
River.
Correct. And for your final question, who was John Lumick turned into? And your options are a Dalek, Time Lord, Weeping Angel, or the Cyber Controller?
The Cyber Controller.
The Cyber Controller. We've gone with the Cyber Controller, and that is correct.
Nah,
and the overall score is, from 15 Doctor Who questions only a true fan could answer, you got 10 out of 15.
No. That's not too bad.
That's pretty damn good. It proves you're a freak, but that's pretty good. Pretty good.
Sheree, I'm just paraphrasing here, but on behalf of all the people that work at this station, please get a life.
Yeah.
Already some of the Doctor Who fans have come out and said don't like it.
Whovians.
Some are happy. Some think it's about time.
Yeah.
But others not happy. Personally, I think the next Doctor Who after Jodie should be non-gender specific. And that they might paint the TARDIS rainbow colour.
I can't comment because I haven't watched it.
But I am going to, who in their right mind, what Dalek is ever, ever, ever going to argue with a female? Never.
They're out there today. All the Whovians are there in their element today because we've got a new Doctor Who.
Sure.
And, of course, it's Game of Thrones season 7. So
it's freaky stuff.
They're amongst us today, everybody.
Is it a full moon?
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.